Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, ask the expert. In we're there, and Barry Kenny is with me in studio today to answer all of your train and rail questions. Barry, how's things?
Very good, Andrea, and you?
Well, I've one question for you myself today, right? This temporary train station that's been thrown up in Adair in Limerick for the golf. Right? Yep. So surely now we can manage to get a train station in Donegal.
Now, the thing is that there's a rail line that is currently being finished to Foynes. We're building a new freight line to Foynes at the moment. That's going to be finished by the end of the year. So obviously it's in place. Therefore, the opportunity to have a station, in this case, a temporary station for Adair for the Ryder Cup before it itself. Obviously, and you will recount this to me many times, there is no rail line to Donegal at the moment, which precludes a temporary station. But it is in the All-Ireland Rail Review, as you know, longer term. But as they look, the opportunity was there. We can do something as part of the wider public transport mix for the Ryder Cup, because it's going to be an entirely public transport focused event, and we can run trains early in the morning, connect from Limerick Junction, bring them directly to Adair, and get thousands of people to and from the event.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We'll fly through the many, many questions for you. Any update on the car park at Lone train station?
It's a busy car park.
I was only there last month, actually. Yeah, it is.
Now, it's probably kind of just about catering for the numbers at the moment. We are doing a full review of all of our car parks with the NTA to as well prioritise where we put the investment, where we have the opportunity to expand. Land availability is an issue there as well, but look, it is one that we would certainly like to get done and expand.
The 3:39 Sligo train from Maynooth to Enfield is always in 90% delayed, says this texter, Barry. There's only one track, so it has to wait for the Sligo train from Enfield to Maynooth to arrive at 3:38 because of that. Please change the times to have more than 1 minute between one train arriving and the other leaving. Also, the live system is constantly wrong. It'll say the train has left Maynooth, arrived in Enfield, and my daughter is still sitting on the train in Maynooth.
Right, there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously beyond Maynooth to Sligo, the Sligo line is single track with the exception of sections of track where trains can pass each other. So it's a bit of a logistical challenge in terms of making sure we get that as efficiently as possible. Having in a minute changeover is actually, I suppose, as efficient as you can get. We do work, obviously, to ensure that we don't delay people there. One thing, I suppose, we are just out recently, we've announced that the new depot for the new trains is going to be in Kilcock. That means we'll be extending the double track beyond Kilcock, meaning that you take one of those significant bottlenecks out, which will improve.
So will that change the time there?
It will just mean you've got more resilience in the Maynooth area
and
as a result.
Your live system, why is that always wrong?
No, it is. We have, I suppose, two systems that feed into that. You've got the GDA, Greater Dublin Area, and some of the major lines have a kind of a real-time system. There are others that, I suppose, are marked at points on the network. So it can be that if you have an issue between two stations, it will not, I suppose, update straight away with it. And it is, again, one thing that we want to do with new signalling systems and new technology is to improve so as that's very accurate at all times.
Texter wondering, why would you put a dart on with four carriages at peak time, the 5:40 going south to Bray or Greystones, the dart is constantly jammed before it even leaves Connolly?
Well, the reason is because we don't have the fleet at the moment to have full-size 8 carriages on all of the dart services. That is changing because we have 285 new dart carriages on order. The first batch of those start to come in the first half of next year, and that will allow us move to full-size trains for all darts. So again, we put the shorter ones, so it's where we feel the service can accommodate it best. Obviously, they are busy.
But the 20-6 train must be jammed.
It's busy, but your peak would be a little busier earlier than that overall. But look, it is one that again, new trains will address that.
Listener wondering, why do Irish Rail trains frequently have no destination indicated on the exterior LED panel? You get on board, the internal screens often have no destination. People have to ask each other, is this the train for X destination? There's often no driver announcement either. In busy stations, it leads to people boarding the wrong trains because the platform signage isn't always accurate.
Obviously, the listener hasn't specified where this is. I'll use, I suppose, my kind of anecdotal observation in Connolly. I think it is something that is on the vast majority of trains. If there's a fault in the system, then absolutely announcements should be made, clear information. And if that didn't happen, sorry about that.
Now, this listener is going to antagonise everybody else in the west of Ireland. This listener is travelling first class from Dublin to Belfast, and you have no non-dairy milk available options for hot drinks, Barry. It's standard now to offer dairy-free alternatives, surely. Also, a few gluten-free snack options would be welcome.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's something definitely to bring to our catering provider there, because as the listener says, certainly something that there is a demand in a market for, and we'll work to address that.
How is it that the train to Belfast is like, it's a totally different service?
Well, we have a fleet, we have a mixed fleet of trains now that operate it. We have the hourly service. It's gone so busy, so popular since we introduced the hourly. And just last Thursday, we announced a major order for a new fleet for the Belfast line from Stadler in Switzerland with TransLink, meaning that we will have this uniform fleet and I suppose a very sustainable and better accessibility on that line when those new trains come in. But don't forget, every time we get new trains, it does free up other carriages for us to use around the network as well.
087 1400 106. Keep those messages coming in. Listener wondering, why is the service from Galway Station to Limerick so slow and infrequent? It takes 2.5 hours versus a 1 hour drive. The times are also completely not commuter friendly.
It's about, that's a 205, I think, on it. It is, again, there's a single track issue there. It has, I suppose, kind of quite a lot of curves along the route, but it's a very, very popular route and the demand is there, but it is one we want to expand the frequency on. We're looking at putting again a new passing section of track at Six Mile Bridge. Other studies so that we can put the extra trains on and indeed put longer trains on, because at the peak times that is, they are so busy. Certainly if somebody's saying it's not fit for commuting, they didn't tell our peak commuters. There's an awful lot of them at the moment.
Please ask why the wait from the Dart train is so long on a Sunday. I waited over half an hour for a Dart from Howth to Howth Junction and then 42 minutes for a train to Rush and Lusk. There was a 16 minute delay on the way out, cancelled from Howth Junction to Howth on the way out as well. It was a total joke. There was reduced carriages. I'm wondering why there was such a wait time on Sunday. Surely there should be more, especially for trains that were stuck out at Lusk. I'm going to take the car next time.
Well, the frequency is lower on a Sunday because obviously you don't have the same amount of commuting. We will, and some, right through the summer, we will manage this and monitor this, because obviously somewhere like Howth is an extremely popular destination, and we do put on extra darts for either events that are out there, or if we see it's going to be a busy beach day. Burrow Beach is hugely popular throughout the summer, and we are constantly working, I suppose, with the local Gardaí there, so we can see the crowd flow in terms of both security, but also in terms of putting additional services on where they are needed. But as I say, it probably was a standard day, and apologies that that customer had to wait for the service as a result.
Why does the lift from the street to the car park in Kilkenny McDonough Station have a sign that says out of order for 18 years?
Well, that was never brought into service. That was built to originally to facilitate a commercial development that didn't materialise. Controls aren't within our control. We have made modifications to Kilkenny Station that mean there's direct level access to Kilkenny, the McDonough Junction shopping district there, meaning that lift is not necessary to ensure accessibility to that station.
Texter says, ask Barry, why are the Western trains discriminated against with no food or drink trolleys? Why is it only in the Cork and Belfast?
Right now we are funded to provide only limited service. We have put on the Cork and Belfast as, I suppose, the busiest routes. Cork services Kerry and Limerick as well. We are continuing to work on this. It's frustrating for us. We appreciate it's frustrating for customers.
Just go back a minute, because I'm always confused about this, right? And I was in Houston Station recently and Connolly Station, and Houston is like absolutely heaving. I mean, there's you have loads of new food options there. It's great to see. So no one wants this contract?
They want the contract, but they're charging way above and beyond what we're funded to acquire it, basically. So we've been
out. Can you guys not run it and run it as a commercial?
But that's a cost again on top of that. It does cost to provide it. And obviously, in terms of the public service funding, the decision is, well, look, if we can fund an additional bus route somewhere rather than trolleys on all of your services, we will do that. We are out to the market. We're talking to market providers. We're talking to companies that aren't in this business. Bring us innovative solutions. We're wide open to those proposals. We do want to get this back on all of our trains.
But could the innovative solution not be that some are, you know, at some element or area, like some of the carriages, they don't have, you know, the seats on them. They're just the kind of the...
Yes, the little bay.
Could there not be a section there where you have a kind of a shop nearly set up?
Like? Yeah, and one thing we are looking at again is, you know, vending machines. It's something we've looked at before to see where we go. It's look, we are focusing on this. We know that it's what customers
it's
want.
And 3 years.
I know, it's very frustrating. All the time, the suppliers are coming back with costs that we are not funded to cover, unfortunately.
Final question. Why do the QR codes on the downloaded tickets on the phone only work 1% of the time at the gates? Is this a known issue? Are you looking to fix it?
Well, that is something that's operating. I'll have to come back to you on that one, Andrea. Not something across my radar just at the moment.
Okay, and finally, plans to upgrade or to move Sallins train station in Kildare?
No, very busy station. It's right there in the heart of Sallins. We don't have any plans to move that at all.
Yeah, Barry, we keep you for another hour here. A lot of the Lunchtime Live listeners, I can tell, are all train users anyway, it would seem, by today. Barry Kenny, Éireann Uithearn spokesperson. Barry, thanks a million for joining us here. Yeah, and answering listener questions this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.